Welcome to Boxcar English, where there's always room for you. My name is Carl. It's good to see you. Get on this train and let's ride. I've got another story for you. Recently, I went to the woods with my friend Henrietta. Her hair is really big. It's dark brown, almost red. It looks like a big brown and red cloud around her head. Well, I guess it looks more orange than red. For some reason, when hair is orange, we say it's red. I never understood that. Like when we say skin is white or black, it's never really white or black. So Henrietta's hair is not long, but it's big. It collected dead leaves as we walked through the woods. It was fall time, and the weather was beautiful. It smelled good. It smelled really good, like dry leaves in the sun. There were warm breezes blowing gently. There were little leaves flying around in the breeze, and the smell of the leaves was all around. And Henrietta's hair being so big, some of them got stuck inside of it. They got caught inside of it. Her hair was catching leaves. At first, she picked them out, the leaves and the small sticks, the twigs. But soon, there were so many in her hair that she didn't bother taking them out anymore. We were talking about crime. We were talking about law and crime. You see, Henrietta works in a prison. She talks to people in prison about problems in their lives. A lot of the people there feel sorry for what they've done, she was saying. Some of them, she said, didn't even commit a crime, but were put in prison because somebody said they had. Most of them have sons and daughters, or mothers and fathers, or sisters and brothers that they want to see but can't. They would do anything to get out of prison and go back to see their families. But they aren't able to get out of prison. Henrietta was talking about these things. I was feeling sad because it was so beautiful around me. I looked around at the trees with their yellow, orange, and red leaves. They stood up tall, like bars in a prison. But you could walk right through these with no problem. We wanted to walk here because the trees were bars that did not hold you in, but felt like they protected you against the cold wind. Birds were flying around and seemed happy. We were surrounded by good sounds and good smells. It was so hard to imagine what it must be like to be in prison. "What does it smell like in prison?" I asked Henrietta. She said, "It smelled like sweat and paint and toilets. And even when there was food, it didn't smell so good." I asked her what sounds she heard in prison. She said, "There was a lot of metal clanging, and there was a lot of shouting. But most of the time, it was quiet. Not a good kind of quiet. Here, there were birds. Can you ever hear birds there? I asked my friend Henrietta. She said the people in prison have told her that birds come in the middle of the night and make a lot of noise. She said it was because there were lights on at night in case someone tried to escape, and the lights attracted the birds. She said the people she talked to sometimes cried when they talked about that sound. I noticed that my eyes felt hot and wet when she said that. Then I turned to Henrietta. She was pressing her lips together and frowning. In her hair were so many leaves, thin sticks, and other small things from the trees that I laughed, even though I was crying. Sometimes people cry when they laugh and say they're crying tears of happiness. For a second, I thought I was doing the opposite. I thought I was laughing the laughter of sadness. But I realized that these were really tears of happiness too. I walked closer to Henrietta and started picking the leaves and twigs out of her hair and throwing them back on the ground. She smiled and laughed, and I could see her cheeks were wet with tears. Then she put her hand on the back of my head and kissed me. "What was that?" I said. "What was that?" she said back. "I thought you just kissed me," I said. "I thought you just kissed me," she said. We laughed and kissed some more. We were so lucky to be free. We kissed so long there that some people ran by with a couple of dogs. I smelled their sweat as they passed by. What did they think when they saw us? Could they tell we had just been talking about prisons? That's all for this time, friends. Thanks for listening. I look forward to seeing you again on the next Boxcar English, where there's always room for you.